Welcome back, family. Beloved children of God, today he brings a special message for someone out there. The wrongs done to you have not gone unnoticed. They carried a heavy price. Right now, those who did you wrong are turning to God, laying down offerings and begging him to forget what they've done to you. They're really hoping you can forgive them too. Check out this amazing turnaround that's happening. God is ready to drop some truth on someone today. Think back to when it was you asking God for a break, looking for healing from all the hurt, crying out to be freed from the pain of being pushed aside and laughed at. But look how the tables have turned. Those who brought you pain are now the ones sneaking around, hoping you'll let them off the hook. They're treading carefully because they know things are different now. Listen up, like I've said before, tune in with your heart. This is the time when God is loading you up with some serious grace. With this new strength, those who used to make you feel small are now backing down, scared that their old actions might come back to haunt them. They are desperately hoping you choose not to expose them. All right, let me drop some real talk on you, the message that's been laid on my heart to pass along to you. Stay with me as I unpack what the Lord is revealing in these moments. God's been doing a wellness check on you, peeping how you've been holding up, because he's fully aware it's been nothing short of a bumpy journey. In this current chapter of your life, he's gearing up to show you the true colors of the folks who threw shade your way. That's the movement God's initiating in your sphere right now. If you've recently felt a wave of God's healing or caught some of his blessings, get ready to understand the real motives behind the pain some folks have thrown your way. And here's a little something for someone tuned in, that person who brought you down. They might have been under their own fire, getting the lowdown that they didn't measure up or were straight up no good. This started a whole domino effect. What they went through, they ended up dumping on you, maybe not even on purpose, like a cycle that just kept rolling on. But here's the scoop from God now. This is your season of calm. No need to go after those folks or stew over old hurts. God's nudging you to let go of those old wounds and put forgiveness front and center in your prayers. He's all about getting you healed up, making that the main thing to focus on. All right, so God has graced you in a way that's truly extraordinary, beyond what anyone around you has ever witnessed. They look at the magnitude of your blessing, the authority and power you carry, and they can't help but feel it's overwhelming. Let me share with you the story of Esther, which God has put on my heart to convey to you. Esther began life as an orphan, surrounded by people of similar humble beginnings. Some like you and me, and maybe slightly better off. Yet none were anywhere close to the royal heights she would eventually reach. As an orphan, everyone knew Esther at one level of life, a plain, simple level. Once she entered the palace, she was introduced to an extraordinary level of splendor. Those who knew her from the start saw an immense transformation in her life, as she was now surrounded by splendor they could only aspire to. This is what's happening to you. Those from your past, who saw you when you were just starting out, probably remember you in a certain way. They lived their lives in their own way, possibly thinking they were better off than you in some respects. But now God has blessed, healed, restored, and elevated you. Those same people are taken aback, saying, "This is too much." They struggle to comprehend the scale of what you're experiencing. This dramatic change, this reversal of roles, it's what has shifted things in your life. The overwhelming blessing, the unexpected glory, it confuses people. It's a different kind of blessing, distinct and deeply spiritual, difficult to fully grasp or explain. This is the key. It's a blessing so profound that it's not just seen, it's felt on a spiritual level. It's truly a unique situation. Only the Holy Spirit has the capability to unveil the profound level of blessings you're about to enter. No one else, not a single soul on this earth, has the insight or the divine connection to reveal these truths to you as the Holy Spirit does. You know how it feels, right? That innate understanding, that deep-seated knowledge that guides you to protect and nurture yourself, especially when your roots are modest, that's nothing short of divine guidance. That's the Holy Spirit at work, guiding your steps and illuminating your path. What you're experiencing right now, this sense of being led and supported, it's not common. Many around you might struggle to comprehend the heights you're reaching and the growth you're experiencing. Your progress has put everyone on high alert. They're careful, almost walking on eggshells, not just in what they say, but also in their thoughts around you. There's a palpable tension, because you're not just any ordinary person in their eyes anymore. And then there's the truth the Lord is slowly bringing to light. The persona's many project, the success they seem to embody, it's often just a facade. These folks might appear to have all the answers, to have their lives perfectly arranged and their success on lock. But behind the shiny exterior, the reality is often quite different. It's like a stage set, impressive from the front, but held together with tape and strings behind the scenes. This revelation, this understanding you're gaining, is part of the divine vision being laid out for you, helping you to see beyond the superficial. These folks are sizing themselves up against you, trying to see if they measure up. Keeping it real is going to show you who's genuinely got their act together and who's just fronting. That's what's going down right now. Now these same peeps are trying to get back on your good side. They might roll up with some presents or drop a heartfelt, "My bad, can you let it slide?" But peep this, it ain't always going to be a face-to-face thing. Sometimes it's all about hitting that spiritual or emotional reset button. They're also trying to square things with the big man upstairs, throwing up prayers like, "Yo Lord, my bad for messing up with this person." For real, they're going all out to make sure their slip-ups are wiped from the heavenly scoreboard. This is key for you, because it's your shot at ditching the grudges. Even if the Almighty's already let their bloopers slide, you might still be holding on tight to that bitterness. Now's your moment to let that stuff go, especially since they're busting their butts to mend fences with you. For someone out there, this might hit different. Even as folks are on their knees begging for the Almighty's mercy, spilling their guts with regret, and on their own journey to patch up their souls, it don't mean they're going to pop back into your life or have a part to play in what's coming next for you. Think about it like this. You're all hyped starting a new gig, but you're still lugging around those old wounds. The big man upstairs is getting tired of showering you with blessings, only for you to keep stewing over the stuff that hurt you back in the day. The time has come to drop that baggage. It's all about embracing happiness, soaking in the blessings, celebrating what's good. If you're needing a sec to sort yourself out, to find some peace, grab that moment. Because trust, God's laying out the consequences for those who did you dirty. They're already catching their karma. You don't have to stay up wondering, what's God gonna do? He's already on the move. Now's your moment to let all that old stuff go. Forget about it. Push forward. A brighter tomorrow? It's not just possible. It's on the horizon. Maybe you're just starting to untangle from your pain. Keep your head up. There's light ahead. To everyone tuning in, mad love for letting me drop this word with you. Don't sleep on hitting that like button and subscribing to our channel. Stay blessed, fam.